I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special program for you this morning, and we'll try to tie the things that are happening in the real world in with what's happening in the spirit world. Now, it was just day before yesterday when General Schumacher, who was the in charge of our entire U.S. Army, all the armed forces, retired after a long and illustrious career. And he made the statement at that time that this is the most dangerous time of my life. And speaking of the war in Iraq and Iran, speaking of the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan, he said, "This war is much closer to its beginning than to its end." Let me repeat those two statements because they're very important. "This is the most dangerous time of my life." I'm quoting General Schumacher and referring to the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He said, "This war is much closer to the beginning than to the end." Now, most Americans think this war is going to end, you know, we're going to pull our boys out, and that's going to be the end of the war. Here's the man who's in charge of the military, who's saying this war is much closer to the beginning than to the end. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been fighting 5.5 years in Afghanistan, 4 years in Iraq, and we're much closer to the beginning of the war than to the end. And General Schumacher knows what lies ahead, and I will tell you that it would appear that there's only a short period of time before we go to war with Iran. Why would we be going to war with Iran? Why are our leaders intent upon going to war with Iran? Because certainly if you get the reports we do from the intelligence community, Iran's 5 to 10 years away from being able to build a nuclear weapon, and they would not be able to build it without the help of Russia and China. I mean, they can't even build, you know, oil refining plants. They have to import gasoline, even though they're the largest oil producer, one of the largest oil producers in the world. They can't even, you know, build an oil refining plant to make their own gasoline. Why should we think that, you know, they're going to be able to build a nuclear weapon? Or is this being used to frighten the American people to go to war, to justify going to war? And why is President Ahmadinejad making stupid statements about destroying, you know, Israel and, you know, the West being destroyed and there is no Holocaust and, oh, now we're in full production for uranium? They've only got 3,000 centrifuges. It takes 50,000 to be able to build, make nuclear material. They're getting enriched uranium for the reactor from the Russians, or at least they were until recently. They don't have to enrich the uranium. Question is, most of what's going on doesn't make sense unless somebody wants us to go to war with Iran. The Iranian people don't want a war. The American people don't want a war. But somebody wants a war. Now, just at that time when we're facing one of the greatest military catastrophes of all time, and I really fear that the implications of this coming war will be disastrous, not only for the Middle East, but right here at home. we find things changing spiritually, changing in our church. The music and the message of our Christian churches across America has changed, and there's a new spirituality in our churches, and this is what we're going to be talking with our special guest this morning about, Carol Matriciana. We're going to be talking about yoga in our churches, so-called Christian yoga, which is not Christian at all. It is, of course, Eastern mysticism. And what is Eastern mysticism doing in American churches today? It's destroying the very fundamentals of Christianity. And certainly this corresponds with Rhonda Barnes' recent release of The Secret to introduce Christians and non-Christians into pagan spiritual beliefs and being promoted widely all across America. Why is this suddenly happening at this time in history, when a secret that has been concealed for 5,000 years is suddenly being blasted and popularized across America? Well, with us is Carol Matriciana, who understands this well, having been raised in India, having been raised with the Hindu mystics, having at one time even embraced many of these pagan beliefs herself. Carol, thank you so much for being with us and to tell us about your new video about yoga and unwinding the serpent from east to west. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's wonderful to be with you again. And yes, we are in extreme perilous times, and there is a huge conditioning going on. The conditioning actually probably burst into the public's eye in the 60s when with the sort of discontent, I suppose, of young people turning to drugs and encouraged by the heroes of the time. The musical heroes of the era were the Beatles, that came over from England and had hundreds of thousands of young people following them. And as they got involved in drugs and the pursuit of Eastern mysticism, they encouraged their followers, their fans, to go to India to find the enlightenment that they were seeking. And they came under the feet of a God-man called Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who began transcendental meditation, the consciousness-changing thought that involved a little bit of physical movement, but mainly a change in thinking, a change in worldview. And the Beatles embraced this mind-changing, metaphysical, Eastern mystical concept and promoted it in the West with full hearts. And in fact, George Harrison, one of the Beatles, became a follower after that of Hare Krishna, the movement, Krishna consciousness movement, which again also perpetuated yoga. And as yoga has changed in the last 40 years or so, in the 80s, actually, I made a film called Gods of the New Age, showing how yoga was being changed in the 70s and the 80s into this sort of consciousness movement, positive thinking, visualization, and it was beginning to come into the churches. It was certainly being promoted in schools through guided imagery for children to be involved in what entering.
Hold that thought, Carol. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy. Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com.
Hi, this is Danny Golden. I've always taught that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Everyday life, job responsibilities, family needs, and spiritual life can suffer if your health is poor. So get your goals set accordingly. Improving your health is a good goal. Reaching optimal health naturally is a great achievement. If natural medicine with clear, easy answers and non-invasive techniques with the latest and advanced diagnostic tools is on your list, then take the first step toward feeling the best you have in years. Call Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center. At Gateway, you'll find reputable, competent doctors who specialize in treating chronic back pain, internal disorders, nutritional deficiencies, family and female care. You'll find a dedicated team with everything you need, including chiropractic, acupuncture, quick results, and caring people. Contact Drs. Kleber and Wink now at Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center, 970-532-2755, 970-532-2755. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana. Carol, you just pick your story up as talking about how, of course, a modified yoga, which is a Eastern meditative process, and they began to bring this into the churches in America here in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, and their schools, and alter, teach people how to alter their consciousness. Go ahead.
Yes, in the 80s, I'd made the film Gods of the New Age, and basically, 20 years later, we're looking through Yoga Uncoiled. This is the new DVD, Yoga Uncoiled from East to West. It's basically an update on Gods of the New Age and seeing where has yoga and meditative consciousness changing gone in the last 20 years. And incredibly, it has infiltrated the church in huge leaps and bounds, calling itself physical exercise, but it's nothing but the old secret, the old lie, repackaged, the new age movement, but given a new twist called contemplative prayer, called Christ-centered yoga classes, and they've been designed to improve spirituality and experience, quote, the presence of God. So we are now in the mystical Christian church. Christian mystics are encouraging and promoting the idea that we can experience the presence of God by getting into an altered state of consciousness, by getting our minds centered, so-called centered, concentrating on scriptures, and being able to get into a euphoric place, a mystical place that, you know, not very long ago, all this was taboo. The Christians understood it was a pagan import. It was viewed as something not to be practiced. But here, in so many, just a few decades, we are not only embracing it as it goes mainstream, but we have taken it into our sanctuaries, into our churches, and you see yoga advertised. And if Christians understood that they are participating in the New Age movement, they would realize that this is an abomination to the Lord. But it has totally been repackaged. Eastern mysticism, mind-altering techniques have been packaged as exercise, and yoga has experienced a totally worldwide renaissance. And in America alone, there are more than 70,000 yoga teachers working in 20,000 locations. And this mind-altering, consciousness-changing program is primarily promoted as fitness instructors. These trainees are, in reality, the leading missionaries, if you will, of Eastern religion in the West. And it's a huge business. It's a $27 billion a year yoga industry, and it's marketed to students and athletes and businessmen and pregnant women and senior citizens. And of course, the one thing that it promises is stress reduction, helping concentration problems, helping with issues of self-confidence. These are not physical exercise. This is a emotional, spiritual, psychological twisting of the mind to get involved in stress reduction. So here we have people thinking they're going into physical exercise, but as the world, as the new age movement, the holistic movement embraces body, mind, and spirit, what is happening is that people are being told that through their body, their spirit can be enhanced. And so they get involved in yoga. But I was born and raised in India, and Hindus absolutely claim that yoga is Hinduism and Hinduism is yoga. The two cannot be separated. They are intrinsically part of one another. And, I suppose about 7, 8, 9 months ago, Time magazine did the cover story of Orthodox Hindus taking offense that Christians were calling their religious practice of Hinduism Christian yoga. They took offense of the fact that you can sort of treat it as a smorgasbord, as a potpourri of ideas that you can come and you can pick and choose out of Hinduism what you want, take it and then adapt it, change it through biblical terminology to be one and the same as Christianity. And of course they're perfectly right. And then you've got the fundamental Bible-believing Christians that totally understand the pagan roots of Hinduism, and so they're on the other side, but there's this huge, huge percentage of Christians gone mystical with experiential Christian teaching, which is just rampant throughout the church, coming in through the purpose-driven movement, through the emergent church, the seeker-friendly church, the contemplative prayer movement, the sort of focusing on rituals and ceremonies and candles and darkness and church sanctuaries, getting into the presence of God through an experience. And of course all this opens up the Eastern concept of altered states of consciousness. And what's happening is Christians, perhaps without them understanding, are connecting with a force out there that Hinduism will openly concede that that's what they do, because they consider Brahman, the god, the sort of, it's a consciousness, it's not a personal god the way that the Christian god, the Judeo-Christian god, is a personal god that you can have a relationship with. This consciousness is what Hinduism teaches, that people are going through spiritual agony because they are ignorant of connecting to the consciousness. And the way that you connect to the consciousness is through meditative, contemplative techniques encouraged through the disciplines of yoga. And the idea of that is that there is a serpent power, the Kundalini power, that is laying dormant at the base of your spine, which has to be awoken, shaken, arisen, to come up the spine through the psychic energies, through concentration, through contemplative techniques, pulled up into the higher mind, the higher self, into the center of the concentration, the area of the third eye, as it is called, and to bring it forward, and then you can experience this Brahman consciousness, which within Christian yoga is called the presence of God. So you vitalize through breathing. In the Christian terminology, it's called encouraging the Holy Spirit through breathing. Of course, within Hinduism, it's called pranayama, and it's believed that breathing techniques pushes psychic energy, pushes the serpent up the spine through erratic breathing, controlled breathing through focus and centering on the breath going in and out of you, a sort of self-hypnotic technique to change the practitioner's worldview, to understand that they are becoming one with, uniting with the reality of God consciousness, one with the universe, one with the higher mind, the higher self. Well, and it's sort of the cousin to humanism, that here within ourselves we have God, within ourselves we are the powerful creatures. So you've got these two concepts going mainstream today, that within self are the powers to help you empower yourself, let's say. And this has, of course, recently been pushed through Oprah Winfrey and Larry King on their shows, pattern, the law of attraction within you through positive thinking. And the positive thinking will not allow anything negative, no such things as don't, can't, won't, not able. That is not allowed in your thinking. You can have whatever you want by concentrate and thinking of it. And these are the same pagan concepts that have been now been made, let's say, child-friendly, if you will, through Harry Potter coming into schools. Harry teaches the same thing, that within yourself you have the power, if only you can concentrate. So we've got this pagan idea becoming child-friendly, introduced into the schools as a reading program, that you can tap into the same forces that Harry can tap into through his magic wand, through emphasis on certain words, through concentration, through occultic techniques. Hundreds and thousands of readers of the Harry Potter books are introduced to Harry's techniques through his school of Hogwarts school of occultism, wizardry and witchcraft, and his teachers, the teachers that are teaching Harry, are vicariously teaching the hundreds of kids that are reading the books to be able to tap into these empowerment devices. So we have that going on in a child-friendly way in schools. In fact, yoga is now being openly introduced in schools to children. In a place where the Bible has been banned, the Bible has been expelled, prayers have been abandoned, we are not permitted to wear T-shirts in school, even proclaiming their belief in God, and yet they can wear T-shirts with the peace symbol, the yin-yang on it, etc. They're not allowed to pray to God in the classroom, but they're allowed to have guided fantasies and guided visualization to meet their spirit guides. And all of these concepts introduced in the Harry Potter occult spirituality, where you've got children being taught these, the new spirituality of Native American Indians or Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism. You know, teachers can come in and teach these things, but they're not allowed to have the Bible in school, but they can read about Harry Potter and witchcraft. So that's on the child level. Then, of course, we've got it going on through management and corporations. The secret is being pushed through teachers and coaches coming in and teaching that we can have whatever we want through thinking about it, through visualizing it, through proclaiming it, through having faith in our faith. We can bring about what we want, and of course promoted through the media with Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, and then it's showing on TV and movies. We've got entertainment today that is promoting occultism, which I exposed in my DVD, Gods of Entertainment. And all of this is locked into the old secret mystic religions of Egypt and Babylon and Hinduism, where through your mind, through the worship of nature, through connecting with powerful spirit entities, you can have what you want. And I covered that in my video called Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil.
Well, I think it's so important, Carol, that people understand that there is another dimension, that there are powerful spiritual forces that you can access with your mind. They're demonic spirits that will come into you, that will provide for you, but of course, eventually, there is a price to pay. And there are only two basic religions in the world. There is Christianity, where we put our dependence upon God, admitting that we're sinners, that we're dependent upon Him. And then there is that belief that we can accomplish whatever we want to by tapping into this other dimension. And this is what The Secret does. This is what yoga does. This is not imaginary. The Secret works. It will bring you a fame and power and wealth at the cost of your eternal soul. Understand this. This is the warning that's there, and yoga does the same thing. Go ahead, Carol. I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no.
I want to tell people this is not imaginary. Rhonda Burns is absolutely right. You can begin to accomplish these goals. I've talked to people who've been mediums, who've been into this, who've been able to access this other power. But you do this at the risk of eternity.
Well, you see, I think the New Age and mystic Christians will admit that there is a supernatural connection. They do say it is a religion. They will claim it's a religion. They say that these forces are benign and neutral. And, of course, Christian mystics will call it Jesus Christ. But then, you know, Paul warned us about the angel of light. Satan himself is an angel of light that can deceive people claiming to be Christians, and he's happy about that. As long as he can keep them away from the Bible and the real promises of Jesus Christ, he doesn't matter what their minds consume. So the New Ages and the mystics will admit that this is spiritual, that they believe that they become one with one another, that they become one with God. In fact, The Secret says very openly, claims that as above, so below, you know, and this is the Hermetic teaching, as above, so below, that you connect.
We'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Carol Matriciana, and we're talking about her new video on yoga. And you can go to these, there are 70,000 practitioners of yoga in the United States today. And you go into the churches, where this is advocated, and they'll be playing Christian music with Christian lyrics. And you'll be doing the exercises. But the exercises are all aimed at conjuring up spirits. Now, the person, the Christian who's doing these thinks it's exercise. That's what they're told. This is Christian yoga. It's Christian exercise. But go ahead, you get in, explain what this is really all about.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's packaged as a physical fitness, but it will always tell you that it is designed to give you stress reduction, concentration, help you get better self-esteem. Well, these are not physical attributes. These are mental attributes. So why is a physical exercise promising stress reduction? And they'll say, well, it's through, you know, that you just sit quietly and you get to a place of meditating. Well, then we've overstepped physical into a spiritual exercise. So here is a type of spiritual gymnastics being packaged as exercise, coming into the churches. Many times, Christian yoga teachers will tell you that they say scriptures as they're involved in this contemplative, meditative, pseudo-spiritual stretching and bending exercise, that there's scriptures playing, that they're using Christian music, that they're thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it still doesn't make the source and the root of this contemplative exercise any less pagan by adding biblical concepts and dimensions to it. It is still an Eastern meditative contemplation designed to alter your consciousness and your worldview, to take you away from the concept of a personal, individual God who is outside the universe, and to condition your mind that you can experience the presence of God, that you can become one with this this consciousness, if you will. And really the point of making this the yoga DVD was to show where yoga has come since the 60s, when it was introduced into American culture. By the 70s, 80s, became mainstream, started being called the positive thinking movement, the positive meditative sort of the idea that through the same techniques of yoga you could get into a positive frame, and that is a positive frame of mind. And then that has now been radically changed to embrace the actual positioning and physical exercise of yoga in the last 20 years. And here we've got this new promotion of Christian yoga, which completely offends and upsets Hindus, who quite rightly call it an Eastern religious practice, and they take offense that Christians call it Christian yoga. And then you've got people rooted in the Bible that completely understand that this is a twist. And we know that connecting into powers and principalities, connecting into this, the forces of the New Age religion, which the New Ages will openly admit that it's all part of spirituality, and that you can believe in human potential, and you can create your own future if only you could have positive thoughts, and it's sort of self-actualization. So they understand that you're connecting into some kind of a power, but this power is called benign, whereas it's only in Christian, in the Bible, that the Lord tells us that the serpent is evil. But in all other cultures, the serpent is lifted up as a god of wisdom, a god of power, a god to be connected to. And we'll often see in Buddhist mythology, Hindu paintings, that these forces, the depictions of the gods of India, have a serpent tied around their neck, a serpent coiled around the neck. Krishna, Vishnu, they all have the serpent power, and they're in the yogic position. Within Buddhism, you've got the dragon that is glorified. Well, in the Bible, the dragon and the serpent are called the archenemy of God. But it is also the archenemy, the dragon, the serpent, is also called the angel of light, who is able to deceive the elect if possible. So here we have this deceiving teacher coming in through deceptive teachers, promoting themselves as righteousness and coming into the church and connecting people into so-called higher self, higher presence of God. And if we remember that story in Jesus's, when Jesus was just about to begin his ministry, Lucifer attempted to bargain with Jesus in the wilderness, and he took him up to this high mountain and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, all this authority I will give you. All can be yours if you worship me. Satan has the power to give all this power and authority to whoever can tap in and worship him and bend and bow to him. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. It's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. We are to serve the work, what Jesus did for us in giving us eternal life and redemption, not the power that we can do it ourselves. And that's what this New Age movement promises. That's what yoga promises. That's what The Secret promises, that we can have the power to be our own redeemers, that we can have the power to be our own saviors, that we can have the power to create our own reality and have what we want. But the Bible clearly says that we're not allowed to covet. We have to do the will of God. Thy will be done. And what the Lord wants is obedience to his word, not submission to idols and other gods that are being touted in our society today as benign authorities, benign powers and principalities, which the scriptures tell us that we wrestle against. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities who are able to distort our minds. In fact, the very first distortion came from Satan himself in the Garden of Eden to Eve, who was made without sin. Her mind was twisted. He reasoned with her through her mind, saying, surely you can be like God. Surely you won't die. Surely you can control death. And this is the message of yoga. Yoga is designed within Hinduism to get the practitioner through the reincarnation cycle to bypass or procrastinate death, procrastinate all these reincarnation cycles that Gandhi said within Hinduism was a hopeless imprisonment. So yoga is the practice of being able to connect with God consciousness, the Brahman, the impersonal force, and to imagine that you can create your own reality, that you can, through an altered state of consciousness, have what you want. And the film that I just finished, Yoga Uncoiled from East to West, explains how this conditioning process is all part of the coming apostasy of the church.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Carol Matriciani.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperFood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperFood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Carol Matriciana, and we're talking about her new video on yoga. The thing is that people imagine that they're going to be able to do these things, but as they imagine, they open up their mind to the other dimension, to these truly demonic spirits, which will come into you. And sometimes these things will actually work. And the things that you are contemplating, focusing your mind, trying to create something you want with your mind, it will come to you. And you think it's really working. You think it's your power, your ability to manipulate events or others. Whereas actually, it's the demonic spirit. And people, until they understand there is another dimension, there's a spiritual dimension which we can access. Of course, they think it's a game, like a Ouija board. How does a Ouija board work? Why, it's fun, you know, and the marker begins to move by itself. No, you're tapping into the other dimension. And this is what you're doing with yoga. And, of course, this video is great, you know, because you'll actually go into the churches and see what's going on, and the exercises where you actually are doing the exercise of the cobra, of the snake. The interviews there with Hindus who will tell you, or people who have been Hindus and have become Christians, who will tell you the danger of these mechanisms, of these processes, of these exercises, which are being so widely circulated here in the United States as Christian yoga. And like so many of our churches, we have altered the music of our churches. And we call it Christian music because it has Christian words. But, of course, the music is not Christian. And many of these, even music, can conjure up these beings from the other dimension. So you pick up the story there, Carol.
Yes, the movie that I just made, Yoga Uncoiled from East to West, not only shows the Eastern roots of yoga entrenched in Hinduism, in the Hindu concept of worshipping nature, worshipping spirits, attracting spirits, summoning the spirits so that the spirits will change the worldview of the practitioner so that the practitioner can have a better reincarnation, a better future, a sort of, it's not an eternity, if you will, because New Agers and Hindus don't believe in eternity. They believe on heaven and earth, so to speak, as above, so below, which are the opening words of The Secret that has been recently promoted. So the idea is to be able to connect into the key of all mysteries, the higher self. But why is this becoming so prevalent, whether it's through Harry Potter child-friendly mind-altering techniques in schools, whether it's through corporations, whether it's through The Secret, which is now being taught through these incredible seminars. The Secret isn't necessarily a movie or a documentary. It's a seminar. And these seminars are being promoted through coaches, as they call them, trainers, to help you get into this altered state. So here we have it in corporations. We have it through the school system. We have it through the entertainment industry and video games and paganism being introduced and becoming mainstream. Why? Because it's all part of a conditioning process to break us down, to be attracted to the powers and principalities that are going to eventually usher in the one world leader, who the Bible calls the Antichrist. But the world is going to be conditioned to believing that this is the leader that can bring about peace and safety in a world, as you opened up the program, saying that war is imminent, that we've got the promise of war, the Matthew 24, Jesus warned us that there'd be rumors of wars and nation fighting against nation, ethnic group against ethnic group, people saying the Christ is here, the Christ is there. We're warned that there's going to be a huge apostasy, and this is what the conditioning program, the conditioning of the world is all about, to get us into collective thinking, collectivism, oneism, to lift up global unity as opposed to individualism, which is what Jesus Christ died to give us. He thought so highly of us as individuals. He created very specifically us to have an individual relationship with God through Jesus, so that we can blossom in the individual plan he has for us. But of course, we've got the New Age and humanist religion that is pushing this consensus building idea, the systems theories of the whole concept of the New Age and humanism pushes is performance-based and outcome-based education, and all part of making us one with this sort of global idea and one with the universe and one in thinking, and being able to, if we could just all think collectively, then nature, this earth, this Gaia hypothesis, who is such a kind, benevolent world, will give us what we want. Well, how absurd to think of the earth as an orb that will give us what we want if we can just get into positively thinking that we'll have peace. And, you know, if this secret was such a huge success, then why aren't these proponents, these educators, these coaches, these trainers going into battle-worn territories right now and telling the Iranians and the Iraqis and the Afghanistans to practice the secret, because then they can have what they want. Think about, you know, the things that they want so badly. But, of course, this only will work in America, where the Americans want experiential, who have the luxury, I should say, the luxury in this day and age of connecting into this, what is called the law of attraction. That's the age-old philosophy at the root of the secret, that you can connect into this power. And we know that there's a power, that Satan does have the authority. This God of this world will give us this power if we bow our knee to him through vanity, through imagination, through delusion. And, you know, this is what he did with Eve in the garden, that her eyes were opened as he connected her into this knowledge. And the secret promises that there is...
We're out of time, Carol. God bless. Bye-bye. God bless. Talk to you later.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Carol, and I hope many of you will want to get her video. It's actually, it's in DVD form. It's called The Yoga Unwinding the Coil from East to West, and basically this is talking about this Kundalini spirit, this truly demonic spirit, which is inherent in most people, but you don't want to unleash this because, of course, it can lead to the loss of your will and eventually the loss of your soul. We are involved in a spiritual battle. There are two forces in the world, the forces of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the truly demonic spirits are out there hoping to capture the imagination of people. In the name of selfishness, in the name of inner peace, why they really want to inhabit you. They can. You are opening yourself to demonic spirits through this, these processes of modern meditation, the programs that are being preached in so many of our churches today, and certainly the purpose-driven church. Bible, the message, as a source of so much of the information, and you read the message, the Lord's Prayer, and instead, on earth as it is in heaven, no, they've substituted the words from the occult phrase, as above, so below. That's the key to understanding what this is all about, as above, so below. This is what astrology is all about. We're warned in the Holy Scriptures to avoid mediums, to avoid fortune tellers, to avoid diviners, to avoid these things are going to take us into a mystical experience. And a yoga, of course, takes us into a mystical experience, as does contemplative prayer. And so many of the things are being taught by the emerging church and even by the purpose-driven church today. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and it's coming to a climax at this time in history. For as General Shoemaker had said, this is the most dangerous time of my life. If you'd like to get Carol's excellent video, which will give you tremendous understanding of the fact that there are 70,000 Christian yoga instructors in America today and leading Christians away from our Lord, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, Carol has a number of other excellent videos and DVDs, and of course, they go into supernatural power, Hollywood's war on America, Harry Potter. You can certainly get our catalog and look up all the things that she's done. We carry them. She is certainly one of the most outstanding people I know, has a tremendous grasp of the occult because she came from India. She was involved in it. She's trying to sound the message and warn people to stay away from it. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to get Carol's great new DVD, part of it actually shot in India during her recent trips over there, talking to Hindus about the danger of yoga, which is being taught in Christian churches. You need to be armed with the truth so you can begin to warn others. All we can do today is understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization, which is under attack today as we move towards war with Iran. Believe me, this is not going to be simply a little mild, temporary war where our boys will be home by Christmas. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. For our business protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat.